I wanted to actually start this show on a bit of a personal note. I don't know how you're gonna react to this, but I wanted to kind of put it anyway. Men of conscience have trouble sleeping, namely because they've got one, even when their conscience is clear. Have you noticed that?
Well, Vinny, I have. I'll speak for myself. In fact, for the past 2 weeks, I have been so sick, there were a few times I thought I was going to die. And not really, honest. I've never been this sick in my life. I'm in my 70s, but I've never been quite that sick. And I contacted one of the most renowned doctors in the world. You know, being on as many radio shows as I am and traveling as I have and been in many countries as I have over the years, I've gotten to know a lot of doctors and lawyers and all the rest, you may name it. There are just a few people I trust explicitly, and I called him the other day, and I said, here are all my symptoms. What do you think, Benny? I am amazed that you would ask a question you just asked, because he said to me, he said, Chaplain, I know how many people are looking to you. And he said, I know how many shows you're doing all the time. He said, could it possibly be that you're taking all of this burden on your shoulders because America's in trouble? And I said, Doctor, I think you're exactly right. I said, I cannot find any disease whatsoever that matches my symptoms. I think every bit of it is the fact that we are in such a mess right now. I think it's gotten to me, Vinny.
Hmm. Tom, what do you feel about this?
Yes, I would agree that we really face a lot of perilous events. Right now is a time where a lot of changes are taking place, or they have been taking place over the past 4 or 5 years. And, people really need to kind of reset the way they've been looking at things, understanding events, and they've also got to, you know, change a lot of their the ways that they've been doing things as well. And these changes are very, very important to make, both in our personal lives as well as in our investment lives as well. And so I know that we'll have an opportunity to speak more about some of these things during today's show.
Mm. And the second element I wanted to bring into that, I read an interesting quote from Edward Bernays this morning. It says, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, but the way into a society's heart is through its women. And I was just thinking about my relationship with Sarah and how I really wouldn't be capable of doing any of these things that I'm doing without her support and backing and things of that nature. And I was wondering, what do you guys have a significant other, a wife, or what have you, that helps you get through all this too?
Eddie, I think I probably have the greatest wife on the face of the earth. She is a marvelous Christian. She has been praying for me, reading the Bible to me, helping me for the last 2 or 3 weeks in a very special way. She stands behind me all the way. And you're right. I could not do it. And I agree with what you're saying. And if we didn't have the partners we have, we probably couldn't make it.
It's the same for you, Tom?
And Vinny, I as well. I have a wonderful wife, as well as 2 boys. 13 and 14 years old, so, we team up to raise them, and, my wife is a wonderful balance to me. She gives me a lot of perspectives and a lot of advice, which I wouldn't even conceive of coming up with, so I'm blessed with my wife and, of course, my family as well, my 2 boys.
So now the reason I decided to start the interview with that preface is because people in our position, there's a sort of mystique on commentators and pundits and people that have these intellectual positions in society that are trying to help really advance humanity down a more positive course. And it occurs to me that we're ordinary men who would rather just be living our lives with our families. The problem is, we have a higher calling, and there's not much of a choice in what it is that we're doing, and survival is a matter of keeping those things, those very simple, straightforward things that everybody should have in their life, solid, like having a nice partner and getting enough sleep.